News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de la Desma reports detailed talks continue between the U.S. and China on a number of economic issues.
On the second day of an official visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China will address a key American complaint about its economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Norman Hall reports on President Biden's new student loan debt relief program.
People familiar with the plan say it will cover new categories of borrowers. The unveiling will come nearly a year after the Supreme Court foiled his administration's first attempt to cancel debt for millions who attended college. Biden will detail the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, on the flagship campus of the University of Wisconsin. Much of the specifics that Biden will discuss have long been telegraphed through a negotiated rulemaking process at the Department of Education. Officials believe that puts the plan on stronger legal footing. Norman Hall, Washington.
A new Associated Press poll finds Americans think a president's power should be checked unless their guy is in the office.
Would it be a good thing or a bad thing for the next president of the United States to take action on the country's important policy issues without waiting for Congress or the courts? A new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research asked U.S. adults this question. We found that when a specific candidate's name was not mentioned, only about 2 in 10 U.S. adults said it would be a good thing. However, Republicans and Democrats were both more likely to accept this type of unilateral presidential action when asked about a scenario where their party's presidential candidate...
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts, Michael Harrington reports.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. This is SRN News. Mexico is breaking off diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president who has sought political asylum there after being indicted on corruption charges. Mexico's president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, made the announcement official today, so those two countries are now officially at odds. Senator Ron Johnson accusing Democrats of remaining committed to what he calls a radical agenda, even if it costs them votes.
What blows me away, for example, on the border, they know the border is a potent issue, and yet they're doing absolutely nothing to secure the border because they are so committed to an open border policy and flooding this country with illegal immigrants that'll pump up their voter rolls.
Senator Ron Johnson was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.